Welcome to TKO, also known as
Trending with Keisha Nori. If it's trending, we're talking about it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the TKO podcast. I know you guys are like, man, it's been a minute. When are you going to drop another podcast? Well, the reason why we haven't dropped the podcast is because my co-host, partner Keisha, gave birth to a wonderful child. So she's been away, and she will be back at some point when she's ready to do the podcast. So at this point, I'm going to hold it down. I'm going to do some episodes and whatnot. So we really appreciate you guys checking in on us, staying with us, and being a wonderful part of the podcast. My name is Ori, and a few months ago, we did an episode on the NFC East. What happened to the NFC East? So check this out. Chopped it up with some of my boys who are, you know, friends and foes, because, you know, we're all NFC East competitors. So I asked them what they thought about this season, and a great question: who's going to be the next team in the NFC East to win a Super Bowl? All right, everybody, check this out.
Yeah, that's right. Definitely going to chop it up. We're going to get into this NFC East. First of all, I got to bring in a very special guest, my boy Antonio Big Tone. What's up, boy?
What's going on? What's going on, O?
Hey, man, I can't call it, man. I see you got your Redskins stuff on as of this recording. Y'all ready for your playoff game, y'all NFC East champs and whatnot.
Yeah.
Talk about it, brother. You happy about that NFC champ division this year, that 7-9 championship?
You know what, man? I take it as I get it, man. like seriously, like, you know, this fan base, we've just been starving. You know, we've been starving to have something good. And I mean, it's something that wasn't expected. You know, like the most I thought we were going to possibly win this year, I thought maybe we'd get another 3-game, 4-game season. But for us to have all the drama, everything that's gone down, you know, ever since we fired Jay Gruden, and then we fired, you know, Bruce Allen, then we hired, you know, Ron Rivera, and it was a gleam of light from that. And the next thing you know, we went to the abyss. You know, we lost lost the name. And then, of course, you know, the stuff with Dan Snyder and everything like that. And then it's still, well, do we have a quarterback? Is Dwayne Haskins going to be the guy? And then for a minute, it seemed like he was going to be the guy. Then we start off the season with beating the Eagles, of all people, you know, and they say Dwayne gave the fiery speech at halftime that woke the team up. And then after that, it was just an abyss. So not to mention, we drafted Chase Young. Good God Almighty. Thank you. And you know, and then, like I said, we go through the season, and then it's like, is Dwayne the guy? No. Then he gets benched after 4 games, and you have like a divide in the fan base. We didn't get enough time. And then we see that the rest of the NFC East is kind of like trash as well. And Ron Rivera comes out and was like, hey, we can win this. And I was like, bro, stop it, man. Like, we're not going to probably win this year, but whatever. And then next thing you know, you start seeing, and you say to yourself, Can we win this? Maybe? No, we're not going to win it. Then it starts at the Bengals game, you know, and I can probably say the play that turned everything around for the season was the Bengals game when they was driving, and it was on the, I think, the 5-yard line. Joe Burrow tried to run in, and Chase Young blasted him. We got the fumble, we got the ball back, and then we went on a run, you know, beat the Bengals, beat the Cowboys. You know, lost to the Giants again. But then, you know, we went through a stretch. We was like, all right, you know, we're not going to win these games, right? We figured we weren't going to beat Seattle. We weren't going to beat the 49ers or the Steelers. We win 2 out of those 3 games. And then we end the season beating Eagles. And lo and behold, 7-9 is not nothing to really be proud about, but it was enough to win the division. I'll take it.
No, I think you summed it up. I mean, that was it was a remarkable run. Even in going into it, I was like, man, and you know, just being objective, you know, with a little love for my squad, but
right,
just objective, I was like, man, why is he going to have a bad year? It's only because at the beginning of the season, all the turmoil with the you know, the sexual harassment things, and but I love the fact that y'all bought in. I love the fact that y'all bought in the board. So I'm like, okay, you know, they are moving to a right direction. I love the hire of the coach. I think Robert Blair is a great coach. I knew you guys. I'm like, okay, Dwayne Haskins, we'll see what he is, whatnot. But I was just like, man, I can't see Washington winning more than I may have predicted at the beginning of the season that they wouldn't win more. I think I had them between 3 and 6 on the high end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's basically what I had too.
Yeah, but and one thing I did know, and I did this in a podcast earlier with a friend of mine is head coach at Bowie State University. I was like, man, let me tell you, that Chase Young, he gonna be a problem. I knew it from the door. Like that dude is a problem. I'm like, I'm not gonna go crazy now. I ain't gonna call him Lawrence Taylor.
Right.
I ain't gonna call him Ray Lewis, but bruh, I wouldn't be surprised when it's all said and done that we are talking about him in that way. I pray as an Eagle fan that he don't do things against my team, but that kid. Let me tell you something, man. Problem already. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna get you out on this question, Big Tone.
All
right, good question. It's a big one right here, man. What's your opinion on this one?
Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna be the next NFC East team to win the Super Bowl?
No matter if it's 20 years from now,
you just gotta tell me which one.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, let me give a few reasons, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna say, I hate to say this to you, man. I'm gonna say not the Eagles, because I think you guys are going to start a rebuilding process.
Okay.
Recently. You guys might win one later on again, but right now I think you guys are about to start a rebuilding process. The Giants. They might. I don't know. I'm not a Daniel Jones fan. I'm not a fan. He's okay, but
yeah, he's okay.
I don't trust him.
Nice,
huh?
Okay. I don't think he's Kirk Cousins, bro. I don't think he's
Kirk Cousins. Yeah, he's a Kirk Cousins. I will give you that.
He's better than him.
No, definitely not. Yeah. The Cowboys. I think it all really depends on what happened with Dak Prescott, with if they're going to be able to sign him. My boys, honest to God, I'm going to say it. Say what you want. We are, with the defense that we have, mm-hmm. We are, and we got money, too, to spend this year. We are a quarterback away from the Super Bowl. I'm calling it right now.
There you go. That's definitely a good way to look at it. That's definitely a way to good look at it. Yeah. All right, my man. Well, listen, man. I definitely appreciate having you on the podcast. We definitely gonna get you back on. You know, we got some upcoming episodes. We gotta, you know, wanna have a nice little discussion with some other fellas that are friends who are fans of teams in NFC East. So I appreciate you, man. I love you, big boy.
I love homie. You too, man. Yeah, man. You know, we go back years, yeah, baby.
We go back years, man. Long time, man. So, you know, much continued success. You're a shining star in this business. You're doing wonderful things.
Thank you, man.
We'll definitely get you on the podcast. And, man, stay up, bro. Stay safe out there. And good luck to the Washington football team.
All right, that's right. Got another hot guest on here, big time Giants fan. Welcome to the TKO podcast, Mr. Daniel Jones. What's going on, Daniel? How you doing, bro?
Pretty good, Ori. Thanks for having me, man.
Well, speaking of, since you are a Giants fan, I got to get at your opinion. You know, what do you what are your thoughts on the New York Giants football team this year? Obviously, new head coach Joe Judge. They're actually down here from the Philadelphia area. Daniel Jones, we saw a little more. We saw a lot of the RPO game. Saquon Barkley, as you talked about before, injuries happen with the NFC East. He's obviously a big one. He is a all-world top five player. We've been following him since Penn State. He's from right up the road in Allentown. He is a beast. Yeah. He's a problem for us, and I'm like, I did not want y'all to get him. the defense. Your cornerback, I think, is James Barron. I can't remember his name. The cornerback, he's pretty solid over there. Yeah. So, tell me your thoughts on your squad this year. What'd you think?
So, coming into the season, like Joe Judge, I knew he was from Belichick's coaching tree. So I was like, all right, maybe we'll have some luck with that. He had a great great introductory press conference. I got hyped as hell after that. conference. He seemed like a no-nonsense, just like blue collar head coach that, like, all right, this guy's talking the talk. Let's see if he walks the walk. You got a whole new coaching staff under him. You got Jason Garrett as the offensive coordinator. Patrick Graham, he came over from the Dolphins, which I think the Dolphins kind of had a improved defense towards the end of last year, and we brought him on. And then we had some big free agent signings. We brought in James Bradbury from Carolina. Had no idea how good he would actually be, but I did know in the NFC South, he's going up against the Mike Evans, the Julio Joneses every week. So I'm like, all right, maybe this guy's going to be up to snuff. We picked up Blake Martinez. He had a pretty down year on the Packers, but never really had. We've had some sorry looking linebackers the past year. So anything was better than what we had before. So we made some improvements on defense. We did lose our first round cornerback that we picked the year before. I forgot his name. He got charged for like gun possession. Yeah. He had all this stuff going on, and we cut him. So that was kind of a loss. And then offensively, we're just looking at Daniel Jones and seeing, all right, this guy has 20 plus touchdowns. Yes, he has crazy turnovers. He's fumbling the ball like every other possession. So I'm like, all right, let's see if Jason Garrett can develop this kid and see how far this guy goes. You see what Jason Garrett did with Dak and his development. So you're expecting to see the kind of the same thing happen there. So and then also on our first round pick, we're finally trying to invest into the O-line. Get Andrew Thomas, kid out of Georgia, first round pick. He was one of the first tackles picked out of the first round. I think he's like one out of like probably three or four. And so you're expecting him to step it up, but also at the same time, you're like, dang, all right, the Jets just got a tackle after him. The Bucks just got a tackle. So let's hope that this guy's the best out of the group. So get to the season where there's no preseason, obviously because of COVID. So you're just like, all right, anything goes here. Let's see how good these guys are going to be right out the gate against the Steelers. And right off the bat, just the offense, you knew right off the bat, this is not going to work, man. This is not. we're giving Saquon the ball. He's getting hit at the line, getting no push. He's getting just eaten up. I think his first game, he probably had under 40 yards from scrimmage, or at least rushing. And then Daniel Jones, you just the fumbles just happen again, and he's just, and the turnovers are happening again. So that's offense. The defensive side, though, when I first watched that first game, I remember watching the defense, and I'm just like, all right, this defense has a new aura to it. I'm thinking some good things about this defense. You're seeing they're playing hard. They're wrapping up. Everyone's flying to the football. And I remember texting one of my buddies, and I'm just like, yo, this offense is trash, but I love this defense right now, bro. Like, this looks pretty good. This looks pretty good. So you knew from the start as a Giants fan that, like, the defense was going to definitely step it up this year. I don't know what Patrick Graham did. His scheme looked great. You got, obviously, as I mentioned, there's new players on the defense, but offensively, you knew there was, unless that O-line developed, there was nothing that was going to happen on that. We had plenty of weapons. We had the same weapons we had last year, and our offense with Pat Shurmur was pretty decent. We as I said, Daniel Jones is throwing touchdowns over 20. It's his rookie year, didn't even play the full season, and then it's just a train wreck after that. And then obviously Saquon gets hurt. I was pretty devastated, but at this point in Saquon's career, this guy could be dubbed injury prone at this point, man, because he last year, then this year, you're just holding your breath. I was holding my breath every time that guy carried the ball. So I'm just like, all right, man, like this is not a good feeling right now. And then lo and behold, this guy tears his knee up. But yeah, so you fast forward to the middle of the season, and lo and behold, wow, we have a horrible record, but we're actually in this NFC playoff race. What is going on? So that was happening, and then obviously Dak got hurt against us, and I'm like, all right, maybe we do have a shot. Then you fast forward to the Seattle game. We're playing Seattle. Daniel Jones is out. We have Colt McCoy from Texas, and I know he played on the Browns, and I'm just expecting, all right, let's see if our defense like holds us and keeps us in this game. And we win that. And that was my Super Bowl for the year, man. I was so hype after that game. I was like, all right, we're making the playoffs. We're winning the NFC East. It's done, bro. It's over. We're winning. And then we lose. I think we lost four in a row, and you're just like, all right, here we go again. There we are. And then we fast forward to the Eagles game. We went, we got to take care of business against the Cowboys, and then we leave. Unfortunately, we left our destiny in the Eagles' hands. The Eagles going against Washington, man. And y'all know the rest. And I'm not going to, like, yes, I was rooting hard for the Eagles. I'm like, all right, God, like, I'm rooting hard for you. But, like, at the back of my mind, I'm like, all right, if we lose, we still get a high draft pick. We're probably, like, going to be around the 10 range, in within the 10 or 12 draft pick range. If we win, we get that playoff experience. We can play Tom Brady, and I love playing Tom Brady as a Giants fan. We'll see what happens with that.
Right.
And then we'll see how it goes. But then you win that Cowboys game, and you're like, I'm ready to make it with, like, Eagles. Let's go, Eagles. I'm an Eagles fan tonight. It's the last game of the season. And then you know what happens next, man. It was just disappointment. Definitely disappointment. I was pretty mad. I was yelling at my Eagles fans, friends. Like, you know, like, yo, what is going on? So, in a nutshell, that's the season, man. It was an up and down season. My concerns are definitely still offensively. We definitely need more offensive weapons. The O-line did improve a little bit, but at the same time, it's still not up to par with the actual really good O-lines in the NFL. But I'm very excited for our defense. I'm very excited for our defense in the future. We got a bunch of guys locked up. It's pretty young. But offensively, man, we'll see. This is a huge year for Daniel Jones coming up. Like, we're gonna see if, like, all right, are we gonna keep this guy? Are we gonna pick up his option? Is this guy the QB of the future? Because after watching this year, like, he has his moments, he has those Danny Dime moments, but there's just times where it's just like, man, what are you doing? like, I have no idea why you threw it to that guy or why you forced that, how you lost that football, why you're holding it so long. So big development year for Daniel Jones, and we'll see what happens this coming year. So
got one moment to get you out of here on this one. So I want you to think about this question a little bit. You can use your emotion, you can use your intellect, your logic, you know. So I've asked this question to all of my friends who are have teams or fans of the NFC East teams. Bro, which one of our teams is going to be the next one to win the Super Bowl? What you think?
So I think, and obviously I'm biased, I think the Giants will probably be the next team, because I feel like what Joe Judge is bringing to this franchise, more so than the, you have your Pat Shermers and your Ben McAdoo's, and you knew right off the bat these guys are coordinators, man. These guys are not head coaches. I feel like as a head coach, you got to establish a culture. You got to establish a culture, and obviously Tom Coughlin did that, and I feel like Joe Judge is starting to do that, and I feel like those are the type of coaches that last long in the league, And I feel like with that and kind of our the establishment and the building blocks that we have on defense, I feel like we have the best chance to win the Super Bowl out of everyone in the NFC East. Obviously, the Cowboys, I feel like that's a cursed franchise. So they'll probably I think, yes, they'll be good, but I don't think they'll ever win a Super Bowl in the near future. Eagles, obviously, you guys have some quarterback controversies and stuff going on there. So that's up in the air. So I think as it stands right now, I feel like the Giants have the best chance. And then you look at Washington. Yes, their defense is on the come up, but they're the Washington Redskins, man. You know Dan Snyder's going to mess that up some way or somehow and do something. But in terms of their team, I feel like you just wasted a draft pick on Dwayne Haskins. You guys just let him go. You have Alex Smith, who's definitely not the QB of the future there, so you need your new QB. Next year, you're probably going to have – I think they probably pick like 18th or 19th in the draft, so they'll probably be out of it unless they trade up, out of it for a future franchise quarterback. They'll probably be picking in the late teens for a quarterback, and we'll see who drops to them.
I appreciate you coming on the podcast, sharing your knowledge about the New York Football Giants, NFC East, and all good things.
Yeah, man, appreciate you having me on. This was definitely fun, man. It's really cool chopping it up with you.
Absolutely, appreciate you, man. We'll get you back. What's up, everybody? So we're continuing this conversation with NFC East, and we got some more friends of the show. And one of the friends of the show is Mr. Angel Rivera. He is a Dallas Cowboy fan. What's up? Welcome to the TKO podcast.
What's up, TKO podcast? Hope everyone's doing well on this historic time. You're feeling safe. Now, as you notice, we're not wearing our masks, but we're literally the only ones in the room 1,500 miles apart. I think that's farther than the 6 feet that's recommended. So we're doing okay.
That is safe social distancing. And you know what? You brought something up very cool. I think you are now the furthest guest we've had on our podcast. Well, we did interview Michaela Vaughn. She plays for University of Notre Dame, and she was at South Bend. So Indiana is still closer to
It's still closer, man.
Yeah. So we travel long distance for this show. We had
we did.
And I'm glad I'm talking to you because I feel like you're a real, authentic Cowboy fan, not some of these stinking Cowboy fans that live up here in Philly and D.C. and Jersey don't want to be punks. Yeah, I called y'all want to be punks. Y'all not real Cowboys fan. This is a real Cowboy fan. I'm going to talk to a real Cowboy fan, not y'all crappy Cowboy fans crying because Eagles hurt your feelings, so I had to go join the Cowboys. At least you're real authentic.
I've been a diehard fan, and no matter how much Jerry Jones tease me off every season, you know, I've been wanting to fire Jerry Jones for over a decade now. Unfortunately, the owner thinks the general manager is brilliant, and there's nothing I can do about that. So, you know, I figured if the city of Philadelphia can go 150 years before winning a title, I think I can survive a couple more seasons.
Oh, that's what
well, actually, no, didn't I think you won one before the Super Bowl era. I think you have one from like 1947, 48, right?
We got three. Yeah, we got three chips. We had three chips before the Super Bowl era. So we
before television was a thing, right?
we had black and white, and the last one was in color. And I can say this about Eagles that nobody else can say is that we have a championship against the great Vince Lombardi and the great Bill Belichick. I bet you nobody else can say that. Can't nobody else say that, homeboy.
Two on the Mount Rushmore. You know, you got that. You got, you know, two.
Yeah. Tell me your thoughts on your squad, your beloved Dallas Cowboys. What kind of season do you think you have?
For the rest of the season? We Cowboys fans, I love pissing Stephen A. Smith off. I am that fan. All right? What? I am your loud, boisterous, unrealistic fan in public.
You're him. Okay.
I will be. I will make Scooter Magruder look like he don't know what he's talking about. That's how unrealistic of a Cowboys fan I can be in public. All right. Yep. When I'm around other people that know the game, that know what happens and can actually read a football tree in and out route, all right, I can be far more realistic and understand what's going on. One of the things is we, and by we I mean Cowboys fans and the national media, drastically over-evaluated our defensive talent. We thought, okay, Leighton Vander Esch is just going to come back. We're going to be great there. Jalen Smith is the man. And because 2 years ago they were. I mean, you were like, right. You're seeing that steady climb up. And all of a sudden, the other teams watch game from like, huh, Jalen can't move side to side. Right. How much did you pay him? Well, you got him on a decent contract. So, okay. But yeah, he can't move side to side. And we would have needed Dontari Poe, Gerald McCoy, and Earl Thomas just to be bottom of the barrel. Because we dramatically thought, that for some whatever reason, we thought Awuzie was going to be a starting NFL cornerback. He's a second stringer. He should cover the slot route. That's his skill set. Now, we got Diggs. Diggs, you know, it's probably going to be nice. But all of a sudden, we had this stellar draft. And honestly, we did have a pretty good draft. I mean, we got CeeDee Lamb and Trayvon Diggs in the first two rounds. That's an A-plus already right there. And Diggs looks good. But for whatever reason, we're thinking like, oh, we got Trayvon Diggs. He's automatically going to be a shutdown corner.
Right.
No. He's going to be Ramsey. He's going to be that good. Like, no, bro. It's going to take a while.
Well, let me ask you this real quick. I'm going to let you finish your thought. What about letting your man, the free agent, walk to go to Miami? I can't think of his name. The starting cornerback that was with Dallas last year.
He got paid.
Because we were looking at him, too, and they were like, they're not going to pay. You had already paid everybody else. You didn't. Was that a mistake, you know, go along with your
decision? Yeah, that was. But the thing was that he was one of those, again, not a shutdown corner. Now, he got paid. Good for him. You know, I'm never against anybody getting paid to do what they do. I just don't want my team to overpay. And he got overpaid, you know, because you're still trying to. And let's not forget, when it comes to Dak's contract, it all came down to that fifth year. The Cowboys wanted to pay him for that fifth year.
He was like, nope.
He just wanted a four-year contract. So he could hit free agency again. That's all it was. It wasn't that the Cowboys didn't want him or were hedging their bets. They're like, here's all this money. He's like, yeah, but that fifth year, I might make more somewhere else. Or, you know, if we win a Super Bowl, because everybody knows Jones will overpay if he gets another ring before he dies.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. Everybody will get an $80 million bonus because, you know, when you buy a yacht that's worth half a billion, you got cash to spend. And that's what ended up happening to our Cowboys. We overevaluated our talent. And McCarthy, and he admits this now, was way too arrogant. Like, I don't really need that many minicamps to install an entirely new defensive scheme with the defensive coordinator who was literally 26, 28, and last in the league. The last 3 years, he was a defensive coordinator. And we'll be fine. It all came down to a hit, especially after you literally lose the face of your franchise that everybody believes in. And just one more thing about this. Cole Beasley went to Buffalo. He was a huge outlet for him. And we lost our starting tight end. Let's not forget that important aspect also. But Beasley gave an interview last week and just said how different the organizations are between Buffalo and Dallas. Dallas, because of Jones, is always going to be a circus. Always. Mm-hmm. And Jones loves that. That's never going away. It was that way during Bill Parcells. It was that way during Jason Garrett. You have to learn to live with the circus. Now, if there's no salary cap, you can just overspend and become the Yankees. Who cares what the circus is if your talent is you're buying all the talent all in the world? It doesn't happen in a salary cap era.
All right, I'm gonna get you out here on this one. And this is one I want you to think about this question now. And you can either be realistic or you can be biased, however you want. And I've already asked this question already. So I'm gonna throw it out there. Which one? Who is going to be the next team in the NFC East to win a Super Bowl? You don't have to tell me when, but if you want to, you can. But you need to tell me who you think, out of the four, who will be the next one holding that Lombardi?
Every team in the NFC is rebuilding. The Cowboys just don't want to admit it. All right?
Okay.
But Washington does not have a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Philly, right now, does not have a quarterback. Because you know the adage, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any.
Uh-huh.
New York has a mediocre quarterback.
Right.
All right? So we have that founding position of Dak being the quarterback. All right? Mm-hmm. You can win with Dak. The key, and I can't believe
wait a minute. Isn't he a free agent?
We're going to give him that second franchise tag.
You're going to tag him.
Yeah, we're going to tag him again. That down. That's a given. He's not going anywhere. All right.
Okay.
Is how much more effective are you getting out of Zeke?
I don't think so.
No one, not even Zeke, knows what he's got left. Yeah, you know, because you like Zeke, you're not supposed to. You have two more years before you're supposed to be this. You know, because quarterback. Running backs are like, I didn't have a problem with Zeke holding out. I didn't. You're a running back. Running backs got the shortest lifespan. You got to get what you can when you can. As a progressive, liberal, proletarian person, get your money, boo boo. Like that's I'm fine with that. But by and large, running backs are done by 30. Even Jim Brown was done by 30. Okay, greatest running back ever in the history of the NFL. He was out of the league by 30. Barry Sanders, one of the greatest, out by 30. It happens. Zeke's 26. He's supposed to be doing this production at 28. So now, some of it could be the line, the fact that we played with a makeshift line the entire season. You know, that's some of it. And some of it is maybe you're seeing a quick erosion of skills on Zeke's parts.
Hey, how about this?
I want to feed him too, man.
He's eating. You know, literally doing this.
Yeah. If the Cowboys don't win in 3 years, because I think there's some stat out there that teams that win the Super Bowl win it within the first 4 years of drafting their quarterback. It's very rare you get a free agent quarterback. It happens, but it's very rare you sign a free agent quarterback to take it to the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, you're pretty much getting your quarterback from within the organization, and you have a certain window to do it within, because once you start paying that quarterback, it's extremely hard to build the rest of the team around him. You got to get that quarterback cheap, and then you can overpay him because, well, we know he can win a Super Bowl. So it's either A, Dallas wins in the next 3 years because of that contract situation with everyone else. Because after that point, you're going to start just losing too much talent. And unless you're going to hit on every single person, every single draft pick for the next 3 years to replace, then I can't see anybody in the NFC East winning in the next five.
So if it's not Dallas in the next 3 years,
in the next three,
it would be hard to tell because all the teams would be a whole new bunch of players. Anyway,
yeah, you're just dealing with too many people. And like I say, everybody's rebuilding. You know, whether they want to admit it or not is irrelevant. Everyone's in the situation of we all have losing records.
Mm-hmm.
And as Coach Parcells said, you are your record.
Right.
You know, and that record isn't just games. It's the talent you have. It's the talent you drafted. It's the talent you kept, you know, because most of your roster is built with third to seventh rounders. You have to do your homework on all those guys, you know, and you can bring in a coach. I'm not a big fan of, you know, coaches' schemes making a huge amount of difference, because Peterson came in and had a huge amount of difference, and so did your previous coach before there. All right, you get 9 games with your new scheme to work, and then after that, everybody catches up. Yeah. Everyone catches up to that new scheme because, hey, you have 9 games of film. Like, oh, that's what they're doing. Oh, man. Right. Like I was saying, Jalen Smith looking like a Pro Bowl player. Then you look at film. Oh, can't move from side to side. Yeah, just go that way.
Right.
Being on a catchy.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So this has been great, man. Definitely let's do this
again. Awesome, Ari. You got it, man. Just let me know. Peace. See you guys on the TKO.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Of course, we can continue this conversation about the NFC East, NFC Least. And we got a great, great person, one of my homeboys I know from way back, and then my boy Malachi. What's going on, bro?
What's up, all? How you?
Hey, man, I can't call it. I can't complain, man. I'm just chilling, just trying to live in a world that you own, brother.
Bro, I'm trying to be like you when I grow up, man. You already
know. Oh, man. So, listen, man, we've been, we've been watching football together for years. We were going out, came over to the crib and everything, man.
Yeah. Solid decade.
I know, right? It's been a minute. And, we are obviously passionate about our teams. And, you know, I know you're passionate. Full disclosure, Malachi run around my crib talking about OC. 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 Not OC as in letter O and letter C, as in OC New York.
I watched us win our second of my lifetime, my fandom, our second Super Bowl right in your basement.
Damn, was that?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Deja blue.
Yes, all right, man. Well, continue this great conversation. I've talked to fellow NFC East friends, and of course, got to bring a New York Football Giant fan on here. So, Malachi, tell me, man, what was your thoughts on the season for the New York Football Giants? How'd you feel about it?
You know, it looked like we could put together something decent. I will say, like, you know, I came in here thinking we're going to set the world on fire. It looked like we could put together something decent. And then once we lost Saquon, it's just like, oh, well, you know, like you already know what the rest of this season going to look like. But, I mean, that's the thing about being a Giants fan. You never really actually want to look all that good. Right? It's one of those, like, these weird things. If you talk to – like, it's when we look the best that we will screw everything up. When we win our Super Bowls, we win in the wild card, well, we'll go, like, 9 wins. 10 wins, and then that's it. Like, anything over 10 wins, trust me, we are not making it out. We are not getting one playoff win. But, like, if you can get just, like, a good 9, sneak in on that last week, that's a real Giants, you know, takeover season. So, I was hoping for something like that, but obviously, you know, it ain't working out. I mean, you know, some pieces look good. I mean, hopefully Saquon comes back and he's like, you know, this is the second major injury, mm-hmm. you know. So that's not a good look. But Sterling looks good.
Well, what do you think about the elevation of your quarterback Daniel Jones?
I mean, well, there are different kinds of quarterbacks, you know. Like there is your Aaron Rodgers, you know, even like old school Mike Vick, you know, like Mahomes right now, like, you know, Russell. There are these quarterbacks that will take over the game, and the entire offense flows out of them being able to take over the whole game. It just unlocks everything. It looks really good. And, like, yo, there are some quarterbacks who are just, like, they got a good play in them here and there. But for the most part, they're charged with not screwing this up. Not screwing this up for your defense. Not screwing it up for your run game. You know, they got to, you know, be just good enough to pass off a play action. And, you know, there's no harm in saying, like, maybe he won't be a takeover the whole game type of dude. But, you know, he's got some weapons. He's got a long arm that he could throw every once in a while. And he's got some wheels. Like, don't sleep on it. Like,
bruh, you know, I know as an Eagle fan.
Sometimes when everybody's, especially because everybody runs after Saquon the entire time, they're like, if you take your eye off of him, he could be 10, 12, 15 yards before the D-backs looking like, oh, dang, my bad. Problem is, he's so dang clumsy that he's also the type to fumble the ball just running. Or to get all the way to the end zone and then fall when no one touches him.
Listen, you know, I'm so mad that okay, he got us on the first one. It's like, you know, if you be in the schoolyard, you know, you watch people and you're like, all right, you know, they're about to fight or whatever. You think of, and then they hit him and he's like, wow, I didn't see that coming. Yeah. But then now you prepared for it, right? Yeah. So in the next game, I'm making an analogy. The next game, you know, I've already saw that right hook before, so you're not going to get me like that again. And they got him with the same joint. Get 80 score touchdown. I don't understand it. I don't understand how we – oh, it made me so mad, Malachi.
You know, I'm not going to be one of those football fans who act like I understand the complexities of an NFL defense. But somebody's got to be watching the quarterback, right? Like, it just – it looks like everyone who's fast enough to find and catch him is on the opposite side of the field when these things are happening. I'm just like, nobody wanted to stand in the middle and keep out just in case. You know?
All right, I'm going to get you out of here on this last question. And now you can answer this question. You know, you can use your heart. You can use your intellect. You can use all three. But this is the question I've been asking all my friends of the NFC East and fans. As you know, the Eagles and the Giants are the last teams to been in the Super Bowl and win Super Bowl this century. Yep. I believe you've been in the Super Bowl three times and you won two. We've been in it twice and we won one. So who will be the next team in the NFC East to win the Super Bowl, Malachi? What say you?
Okay. So, you know, dang. I honestly, in my, you know, just eliminating teams, I honestly, in my heart, cannot imagine an existence where Washington puts together enough, you know, intelligent thoughts on personnel and roster and on-field performance to get them to the Super Bowl. It just, my mind will not allow that to ever happen. Like, something will happen. Someone will bring guns into the locker room or something. Like, that's not going to work. So, no, it won't be them. The Cowboys are overrated, generationally full of an entire bandwagon fandom, or the children of bandwagon fandoms who've never been to Texas. So no, they will never have any kind of sustained success ever because the Cowboys. So I do think it's between the Eagles and the Giants, just because one, the Giants don't have to be all that successful to win the Super Bowl. I like low key. Give us 9 wins and a wild card berth, and that's it. That's the year. The Giants will be like so happy to play on the road outside of the New York wind. and then when we go to like, you know, some rant, if we go to like Green Bay, it's like, oh, that's fine. Just like play on the Hudson, see what it feels like. Like, so we don't have to be very successful to win a Super Bowl. So I like our chances in future seasons. I will say the Eagles are, they play best as a front-running team. Like, so, like, no disrespect, but, like, I don't – the Eagles ain't a squeaking 9-win team that suddenly gets hot. Like, the Eagles, when they're on, they're just on. And, like, they're on the whole year. And I feel like if you guys figure out your quarterback situation, y'all – 1-2 more pieces, y'all could win it next year. The fact that you have muddied your entire quarterback situation so much, which is so Eagles. If it was between like Wentz and Hurts and you guys went with one or the other, I'd be like, okay, fine. Like, I don't even care about the answer. Just like make a decision, stick with that decision, right, and then go draft some linemen and get you a nice halfback that you can keep throwing to in the flat. That's it. Right. get you a new age Shady McCoy, and you're good to go. But no, since you guys aren't going to do that, you're going to screw this entire thing. You're going to make every questionable coaching decision, and then whatever. No, I think next season is going to be crazy for y'all. I do think the division itself will be better next year. I don't think we'll be quite the embarrassment that we were this year, because we were an embarrassment. But
totally
hoping. I'm hoping.
So you think the Giants are the, if everybody, it's not that you're picking the Giants, but out of the four, the Giants would be the one to survive. They probably got the best shot.
I think the Giants would probably be the best shot, which I know is really convenient for me to ask for the Giants. I think that we do more with less, and you guys seem to do less with more.
Okay, that's fair. All right, man. Let's again appreciate Malachi joining the TKO podcast. We appreciate you, brother, and definitely come back
again.
All right.
All right, everybody. So there you go. You saw, I think a little bit was a little, loyalty to their own teams. They could not pick another team to win a Super Bowl, and I understand that because I'm going to pick the Eagles as the next team in the NFC East to win a Super Bowl. I don't know when that's going to happen, but at some point it is. So listen up, everybody. Really appreciate y'all checking in on us, staying with the podcast. Got some exciting episodes come up. Like I said, I'm going to hold it down until Keisha comes back. We're going to talk about the NFL draft, talk about NBA playoffs. Hopefully Keisha will be back in time to talk about our Sixers in the playoffs. Let's get this chip, y'all. I don't care about Brooklyn. We're going to take them down the walk, whoever. I do not care. But I cannot wait to chop it up with her, talk about sports again, and all those things that are going on in the world socially. So, listen, really appreciate y'all. Stick with us, and we'll see you soon.